My brothers and sisters, good morning, and welcome to morning devotions hosted by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Earl Hepburn, Archdeacon of the Northern Bahamas Archdeaconry and Rector of the Church of the Ascension, Lucaya, Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading for today is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 19 through 30. Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, "He has a demon and is out of his mind. Why listen to him?" Others were saying, "These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise be to Christ, our Lord. For our reflection today, words from the Gospel of John chapter 10 and verse 27. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." My mother was a straw vendor. Her stall was located in the old straw market, which, many years ago, was located on the side of Scotiabank on Parliament Street, near the statue of Sir Milo Butler and the House of Assembly, downtown Nassau. Many days, I find myself going to work with Mummy in the straw market. And these were some of the most joyful playing days of my life. While Mummy was busy attending to her tourists, trying to make a sale, this provided me countless opportunities to explore Bay Street and get into trouble with my other market friends. Yes, during these times, we explored all those big cruise ships which were docked on Prince George Wharf. And it was on one of these occasions that we were able to see one of our country's famous boxers, Elijah Obed, diving into those waters to retrieve money thrown there by tourists. And yes, sometimes I got myself into trouble as well, by pulling the tails of the sorry horses, which startled them, and then, after doing so, I ran away. Again, these were just some of the things which comprised the joyful playing days of my life. And it was on one of these days, an incident took place that I will never forget. I was with one of my friends, and we were sitting under the big tree between the straw market and the treasury building back then. Yes, we were playing. And while my friend was sitting on the bench with his back turned, I was about to push him off the bench he was sitting on to run away. Just as I approached him to do this, I heard somebody call out my name and I froze immediately. Oh yes, it was the voice of my mummy. Even though there were hundreds of people around, and even though I was out of her eyesight, mummy called my name. And at that time, she called my name just as I was going to get in trouble. I recognized her voice clearly. I knew that it was her. And right then and there, I said to my friend, "Mummy is calling me. I have to go." In a similar way, I believe this is what Jesus is referring to in our gospel reading for today, where he speaks about his sheep knowing the sound of his voice. For when he calls, there is no mistaking the fact that it is indeed him. As we reflect on hearing the voice of our shepherd this day, I wish for you to take these three thoughts to encourage you as you journey throughout this day. Thought number one, listen for your shepherd's voice. Friends, I don't know your circumstances or where you might find yourself this day. You might find yourself in a household filled with children who are constantly making noise, probably getting on your nerve. You might find yourself in the workplace, a workplace that is busy with the hustle and bustle of people constantly coming or going. Or, like me, you might find yourself about to do something that is wrong. Friends, whatever your circumstance, I want to encourage you to listen out for your shepherd's voice today. For he still speaks. He's calling you and he's calling me by name. Thought number two. Go to hear what the shepherd has to say. I don't know if she was aware that I was about to get myself into trouble, but my mummy called me for a reason. If I did not respond to the call of a voice, then I would not know the true reason why she was calling me. The same thing applies to our shepherd. He is calling each of us to this brand new day. And he's calling us to this brand new day for a reason. And it is up to you and I to go to him and see the real reason why he has called us to this new day. Yes, our shepherd might be calling you to protect you from getting into trouble or mischief. Yes, our shepherd might be calling you to send you on an errand or a mission for him to spread his love throughout this day. Friends, nobody knows exactly the reason why or what our shepherd is calling you for. The only way you will ever know is to go to him and hear what Jesus our shepherd wants to say to you. Therefore, respond to his voice positively, because he is calling you for a reason. Thought number three. There is a special relationship or bond between the sheep and their shepherd. Again, when I heard the sound of my mummy's voice, this implied that there is a special relationship or bond between me and her. So it is, friends, with our God. His relationship, his bond between you and I is so strong, so deep, that nothing in this world could ever break it, not even death itself. And this fact alone reminds us of what Jesus was saying in our gospel reading for today, when he says that no one will snatch them from out of my hand. John 10 and verse 28. Therefore, my sisters and brothers, I just want to encourage you today. Remember that wherever you are or wherever you go throughout this day, listen for your shepherd's voice. Go to him to hear what he has to say. And most of all, thank God. Thank your shepherd for the relationship or bond that he shares with you. Let us pray. As our Saviors taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgave those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Grant to us, Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always confound the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. My sisters and brothers in Christ, may the Lord bless you as you go about this day. And I encourage you to share this message with others as you seek to hear the voice of your shepherd today. Amen. Yeah.